You're listening to Chatting with Fleur, with Fleur Morin, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Chatting with Fleur Morin. And today, I appreciate you once again for spending this Saturday afternoon with Fleur. And thank you for joining me for this journey called Chatting with Fleur. And I hope you've been doing your homework, spreading love and kindness with everything going on right now in the world. That's what we need. So don't forget about that. And today I have a special guest. I know you guys say, oh, special. No, everybody is special to me. And everybody that has come and joined me on this crazy journey that I call it, that is Chatting with Fleur, I appreciate all my guests, and they're special. And they're loved, and they're giving the same love and care that they deserve and respect, because I love all of them. And thank you for sharing their life, their story with me, and also their music and their craft, you know. So today I have a special guest. Her name is Lindsay, and Miss Lindsay Lee Davis. And also, she's an actress, she's a singer, and she performed in some musicals, not just any musicals, on Broadway. Okay, my girl here has performed.
No. Yeah. I'm going to just interrupt. I have never performed on Broadway.
But you come from that area.
Often off Broadway. I am from New York, and Broadway is a big part of my heart, but I have yet to make it there.
And you will soon, baby. You will. And she's also an actress, and she just released a beautiful song that I'm just in love, and my kiddo loves it, and she just danced to it. And I'm short on always introducing my guests, and with all due respect, but I always tell them, whatever I'm missing, just throw it there, because I want my audience to get to know you guys and know what you have worked so much in this area of music or acting. So just throw it there. But it's an honor to have you, girly. And thank you. I adore you, and I appreciate you. And the minute I met you, you have such a beautiful energy. Miss Lindsay, please welcome her. And
Thank you, Fleur. I'm honored to be here. Congratulations on the launch of your podcast. This is really exciting. No. I know that's been a lot of the vibe of our conversation. It's like, congrats to you.
Congrats
to both of us, right?
Yes. Yeah. Because it's an honor, and she's a big star to me. And she has a BA in English from Cornell University. And she has arts and culture journalist for 15 years with the bylines in New York Magazine, not just any magazine. So she has a lot of accolades, my girl here.
Thank you.
So welcome.
That was a former life, really. I was, I got my degree in English from Cornell. And as an English major, I read a lot of fiction and a lot of plays, Shakespeare, medieval Renaissance theater, American plays, international, global, you know, plays that have been performed around the world. And at the time of my graduation, I said to my mentor in the English department that it has been really fun to read and write and critically think about all of these, but now I think I want to be in them. And she was like, okay, great. So I went to New York, where I'm from. Went back to New York after college.
Shout out to New York.
That's right. And got a job at New York Magazine. But then I just started auditioning for plays and musicals. And I started taking acting class, like, you know, scene studies and studying acting, the craft of acting, for the first time. And, you know, this is decades ago. And
it's not. You're still young and beautiful.
Thank you. But you know, it was like a new exploration for me, and it came at a time in my life where I really needed that expression. Mm-hmm. And I've gone on to perform in a lot of New York theater off and off. But as a writer, I ended up doing theater criticism, of all things.
Wow.
So I was reviewing Broadway musicals, and I was covering music. And, you know, there's a book called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, which is something I really recommend for anyone who is interested in exploring themselves creatively, maybe freeing themselves from restrictions that, you know, you might have. And there's a concept known as the shadow artist. So it's like you kind of get close to the thing, but you don't quite do the thing. Mm-hmm. I was doing the things, but I also recognized that there was a part of me that was sort of finding a safety in being like the analyst and the thinker and the writer about the crafts. And then I made the decision to delve more deeply into the creative art side of it, became a playwright and did some short plays in New York and some digital shorts and started writing some songs. And then, you know, when I moved out to LA 5 years ago, that's when I really put my feet, you know, 2 feet in to being an artist. And even calling myself that was hard.
Well, you are in your triple threat.
Thank you.
You are. So be Thank proud you. Of it. And this is your time to embrace the queen, because this is for the kings and queens.
Thank you. So. I love that you, that was one of the first things you said to me. And, you know, when it comes to sort of giving ourselves permission to wear our thrones, and as a woman who has struggled over the years with different forms of self-sabotage and self-annihilation, really, criticism and shadowing of the self and sort of playing small, it's been a courageous, I think, a journey of courage, really, in finding the courage to feel worthy. And this is the thing that you're highlighting here is like, yeah, we all have this queen inside. We are all deserving of being in that sense of royalty, whatever makes you feel like a queen or a king. And I love that so much. It was one of the things that attracted me to you right away.
Thank you, because I like to embrace everybody that comes in my path. And I'm a lover, not a hater. I don't like jealousy. I don't like to hate. The only competition I have is with myself. Mm-hmm. And I love to embrace my peers, no matter what, because I'm trying to build a community that we embrace each other. Mm-hmm. And let's just stop the hate and the jealousy. There's no need, because you don't know the PTSD that can cause mentally and also emotionally, especially in the industry that we move, you know, in the industry that we navigate. Sometimes that can be prone. And those are the things that, like, I want to stop that. Mm-hmm. We need to embrace who we are, because we're all the same. The only difference is physical, but at the end of the day, like, I always want to remind everybody, we're just souls, you know, living this human experience, and we want to make the best out of it. So this is your time, Queen. So
thank you. I just want to add to that, though. I love that point. And just, you know, I think especially as women, we're taught that there's not enough to go around. You know, there aren't enough roles for women. There isn't enough. There aren't enough men for women, or women for women, whatever your preference. There's always scarcity mind. So we have to compete, and we have to have cat fights, and we have to take each other down versus lifting each other up. And a lot of that can be cultural. So it takes, I think, a real commitment to looking past some of that conditioning and saying, wait a second, I don't want to think that way. I don't need to think that way. Mm-hmm. There's enough to go around. There's so much that we can create and give ourselves more opportunities and not rely on other people to sort of greenlight us to do certain things. And that's very, at times, I think, scary, but also really liberating. And, you know, the alliances that I've formed with women and over the years with female artists and creators, producers, it's been really great and special for me. Some of my closest mentors and cheerleaders, you know, to this day.
You got a fan here, okay?
Thank you. Let's talk about the music, shall we?
Yeah, my girl here, she's an actress, she's a singer, and she just released something so beautiful that I've been just playing on the car anywhere, like with my kids. She's just been dancing to it, so I know that tells me that it's going to be a hit.
Thank you. It's called Orion, after the constellation.
That's
I don't know if you've got a little sample about it, have a little sample as I talk about it, right?
To pay homage to what's discerned.
You look like the rock star here, by the way, P.S. You are such a rocker. Like, we can be on, I was going to say Z100, which is a New York throwback. Like, it's a dream to be sitting, like, I feel like you can be like you're like a radio DJ VJ to me right now. It's amazing.
No, but everybody that knows me, they know that I love to have fun.
Yeah.
And I just love music. I love art. And to me, life without music is just boring.
Yeah, so. That's how I've always felt. I mean, I grew up with music in my home, just everything from, you know, show tunes to Motown to Barbra Streisand to pop. And I grew up in the 80s and I immediately just, like, glommed onto everything Madonna was doing, Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, George Michael, and, like, I had so much dance, too, in my childhood and choreography, you know, that
she's
I was doing.
She's a great
doing.
Dancer, too.
Thank
so
you.
That's what I'm saying. She's triple tread, and, you know, it's just, watch out, my girl here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It was always
professional.
Very
always.
Special part of my life.
Yeah. She's she's the girl here, okay? Thank you. Not because she's my friend, but she's really good on what she does and is professional. And, you know, she just deserves this time, and I'm honored to have you here.
Thank
you.
And
I appreciate you. You could be somewhere else doing something else, but you made time for me, so I appreciate you.
Pleasure, and likewise, like, I'm really glad to be here. I'm grateful.
I'm honored.
I think I told you when you asked me that I've made this commitment to myself over the last few years. I used to live a little bit more out loud, if you will, on, you know, social, and I had a blog called Linspiration where I wrote a lot of blog posts, confessionals, memoir-style writing, and did a lot of popping off on Facebook over the years, and a lot of self-promotion, and, like...
That's great.
Yes, and I found that I needed to just get really quiet, and since moving to LA, has been much more of a journey inward, and part of that looked like saying, I'm just going to stop really talking about myself until someone invites me on a podcast or, like, wants to ask me the questions. Cut to, like, 4.5 years later. I think I was actually on an LA talk radio doing – I'm a fitness instructor also, as you know, because I taught 2 classes this morning, and that's where I was coming from. And I was a guest to talk about something fitness-related on LA talk radio, like, before the pandemic. I only moved here about 9 months before the pandemic to LA. And so in that – the last almost 5 years, it was just like, you know, I'm just going to – I've done a lot of work on myself, and I felt like I just needed to kind of hold that boundary. And you're the first person to invite me on a podcast.
Thank you. When you asked me,
I was like, oh, the manifestation's happening. Took like 5 years, but
full circle. You're back at LA Talk Radio with Floor.
Totally. And, you know, to be able to come now, having just released – another single. So I got into music. I did do some musicals, not Broadway, but often some quirky off Broadway musicals in New York. And I have sang in choirs, and I've always loved writing songs, but it was very much my kind of private space. And singing, as I've shared with you before, you know, we're here together, was something that was kind of riddled with a lot of fear and anxiety for me. I was a bulimic for many years, and that was damaging my voice. I had multiple orthopedic surgeries, and I've since learned that, like, the intubation process, anesthesia and whatnot, that can affect your voice. But mostly it was – I just had so much anxiety. I couldn't handle it. I did not have the courage to sing, to put myself out there as a recording artist. Mm-hmm. No way. And I didn't even have, like, a clear path on how that was going to happen. And when I was dating at some point – after the pandemic, like 2021, still almost in it, I met this guy on Hinge. Mm-hmm. We went out a couple of times. He was dabbling in music production, and we ended up just being friends. And he asked me to sing on a song that he was working on called Waiting for the 80s, which is kind of perfect for me, as you know, because I'm an 80s junkie. And child 80s, of the 80s. And so we record this song, and he ends up, like, you know, releasing it on platforms, and I was like, oh my god, did that just happen? It did. And then about probably almost a year later, so this is like the origin story of how I got into recording and releasing pop electronic music, I was in a relationship with an astronomer, and he ended up, even bigger wow, breaking up with me rather suddenly.
His luck, jerk.
Thank you. Yeah. No, not a jerk, but certainly.
Yeah, I'm saying it, okay? Certainly. Well, he lost a jewel here, so.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It wasn't meant to be, as the lyric in Orion says, and I was heartbroken. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was heartbroken. It took me to a very, very dark place, and I was also dealing with other grief, so it's like grief
on
grief.
I know how that goes. I feel you. I have been through something like that in the past, and I know how painful it could be, heartbreaking, and that's hard, especially for us girls. You know, men don't know. They just, like, move next, but us, we can't.
Yeah, very, very deep feelings of loss and grief and heartache. And I dragged myself to a dance class a couple of, not even 2 months later. It was probably January. He had broken up with me in December, right around Christmas. of 2021. And in 2022, I go to a dance class where I also teach fitness, and I go to my friend's dance class, and he was like, how are you doing? You know, he was happy to see me. He didn't know what was going on. I was like, oh, I'm okay. I just went through a breakup. It's like, I was a soup, kind of emotional soup. Anyway, he then started to talk to me a little bit about he and his partner, and his partner happened to be working on some music and was looking for someone who could write some lyrics, maybe some melodies. I was like, lady in the back, like I could try that.
They're like, yeah, me.
Totally. So, and this is my friend Dane, the incredible dance cardio instructor. If you're ever in LA, want to come to a class, or anyone wants to go take classes with Dane Sorensen, incredible dance cardio teacher. And so Dane introduced me to his partner, Igor. And Igor sent me probably 8, 9, 10 files of just electronic compositions, just really open, beautiful. He had already been a composer and dabbling in electronic music. He had a production company called Return to Zen Productions. And I had just moved out of my small guest house into a new apartment. And it has this sort of back space, which immediately felt really charged, kind of had this spiritual energy. I felt something in that space. So I sat in that space and started listening to the songs. And over the course of a week or two, this song, Orion, drops in.
Yeah.
And it was coming from a place that I knew was real and
heartbroken and now.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've always been someone who's taken experiences and written about them, whether it was my plays or my blog. And
so, in other words, that was your muse.
I think so, yeah.
And it's beautiful because I heard it and I was like, I've been listening to it.
Thank you.
So I love it.
I love it too. And it's actually, it was the first song that he and I wrote together, but it's the fifth song that we're releasing. So we kind of put it on the, not on the shelf. We knew we were going to get to it. We were just working. We had other songs.
Timings.
100%. So I started writing other songs and lyrics and melodies and harmonies, and we're going back and forth.
It's been perfect timing because right now everything about stars and everything related to that is being so a trend. Like everybody's talking about that planet, stars, and everything.
There's definitely interest, I think, in the cosmic sort of landscape, whether you're approaching it from a place of astronomy or astrology or just needing, I think, the humility that comes with looking up at something so grand.
Right.
For me, incidentally, after the breakup, so we went stargazing a few times because he's an astronomer, and he would lead these tours.
That's so beautiful.
It was really beautiful. But after he broke up with me, I couldn't look at the stars for 6 months.
You hated it.
I hated it.
I can totally relate. I was like, there was this person. He would write songs about me and all that stuff. And I was his muse, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, he did some stuff that I didn't deserve. I was like, oh, no.
And you couldn't listen to any of this.
I'm just going to burn all your stuff.
Yeah. Well, even in LA, where there's a lot of light pollution and a lot of obstruction, I live near the ocean, where you don't necessarily see the clearest. Mm-hmm. You can still see them. And at the time, I had a new puppy. And I had to take my dog. I didn't do a wee-wee pad. I did taking him out into the backyard, future, I think I'll probably do a wee-wee pad because I was getting up every 3 hours. So I'm getting up, and I'll never forget. I'm in the yard taking out my pup, shielding myself from seeing the stars.
I don't want to see the stars.
I don't see you.
Lock me.
And it really, it was so sad for me because, I grew up on Long Island. I went to the Hayden Planetarium. I had a very spiritual experience, as a teen going out to the West Coast, to the Redwoods, to other places along the coast and seeing the stars and really feeling like that is a higher power in action right there. Whoever created that is not me. That is greater than me. And so to be in a place where I couldn't look at them hurt so much. Mm. And in the music, I ended up writing a song called Starboy.
I love that song.
Thank you, which I know you listened to. And then
acoustic version, too. Yeah, I love it. I love acoustic, yeah.
It's really sweet. I love the acoustic. I mean, Igor does all the music. I write the lyrics
and
the melodies.
Tell him I say hi, that he's doing awesome with you. And I can't wait for more stuff of you guys.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm just going to ask my engineer, please tell me, if you can play Orion for the audience so they can know what we're talking about, because it's so great, this track. And I just want to do justice to what's needed. So please, Sammy, if you can look it up and find it. Thank you.
Thank you. That just gave me a lot of feels. I was like grinning and Yay. Then I felt like shy. Then I was like sweating a little bit. It's okay. It's all good.
I love it.
Thank you.
Hold me down.
Yeah. It's really a metaphor. So like Orion, the hunter, this, you know, symbol of freedom. Yeah. And courage and strength. The story in the song is really going through the breakup and then singing to Orion to bring me back to you. And I explore the dreamscape, Jungian psychology, certainly in archetypes and therapy and whatnot in books. And, you know, they're all parts of us.
Yeah.
So for me, Orion is actually a part of me. It's a part of you. So that
right.
that sort of coming back to the strength, coming back to the empowerment, that's an inside job.
To love yourself.
Absolutely. And that's what the song really means to me. It sort of starts off in this, you know, it's like ethereal and it's atmospheric and there's different thoughts, green eyes, blue eyes, you know, you can hear it in the music. Then it gets like, you know, the hunter. Then it's like a boom.
I love it.
You feel the sort of back end of the song really in that sort of linear driving way. And I love the structure of that. And, you know, Igor, who goes by Kai, electronic music
like everything
name.
Is related, like star stuff, like Kai and Orion. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's all in
like
there.
Related, huh?
Totally. And he and I have our own processes, and we like come together, and we find, we find synergy really. And
wow.
But we do a lot of the work on our own, and kind of go back and forth with each mm-hmm. other on it, which to me is such a cool process, and one that took me by total surprise because it was the universe that brought me. To him.
Yeah.
If I hadn't gone to that dance class that day,
Aww.
Dane wouldn't have introduced me, right, to Igor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, really, if you back, I love to kind of do that. Well, like, yeah, and if I didn't have that relationship and the breakup, maybe I wouldn't even be sitting here talking about music, right? So as painful Aww. As it was at the time. So to be able to look back with a little bit of a, not just appreciation, but also an awe for the unfolding of events that
right.
lead to us getting right here right now.
That is so beautiful, and you guys did an awesome job, and I just love it. You know, the work that you guys have done is beautiful, and I know you guys are gonna do awesome.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for this, because it's more like a techno vibe, and I love it. Like if you want to go clubbing, or you know, it's beautiful. I love it. I can just picture you like doing a concert there somewhere in Ibiza, and I'm like,
girl,
know.
From your lips to God's ears, that is
you
an
will.
Absolute dream,
you know, Floor.
You have a direct line.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
I always send in positive vibes.
That's right.
And it's just so beautiful, your story. And this is why I do this podcast too, because I want to share stories that you overcome obstacles and you never thought you would ever do this. And look how beautiful. You know, it's beautiful what you're doing, and keep sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're very private, like everybody that comes out. I was like, stop being in the shadows. It's time to come out. Hello. People needs to know, and what you're doing with your music and your story is beautiful.
Thank you. It took some time before I was really ready. You know, when I was going through my eating disorder recovery and also recovery from a lot of orthopedic surgeries that I had, I was in process and, you know, sharing about the ups and downs of that, which I think takes a lot of courage. But then when I went into that really retreat inward place, when I closed my eyes and just went inside and did a lot of the work and stabilized, I wanted to wait until I felt really, really grounded and ready. And I do, you know, now to talk about it and to be on the other side of some, you know, very serious eating disorder symptoms that I had for many, many years. And I'm talking,
and everybody
like,
goes through that. I've been through everything in life. But guess what? You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's right.
And we're survivors, we're warriors, we're not victims.
That's
right. We're victorious.
That's right.
And you're a queen, and I'm celebrating you here, the queen here. And thank you for sharing your talent, your story here with me and my audience.
My pleasure.
And, you know, also my girl here has more songs. There's another one that is in Christmas.
Yeah, so we're going to – I just want to say one thing, though. One of my favorite quotes that I just thought of that when you were talking is – Nora Ephron, to be the heroine in your life and not the victim.
There you go.
And that is, for me, that my mom shared that quote with me many years ago, and I've had it on my wall. And I, that is truly the message from my vantage point, to be able to be in a place now where I have worked through so many things, where I can tell people that there is hope, where I can share that there is,
thank you,
there are solutions, and to keep going and to love yourself enough to find them. That to me is, as if the music gets me to that, then that's just, that's,
you're doing
that's it. So Home on Christmas is a song. So I am of the Jewish faith. I grew up Jewish, but I've always loved Christmas. A lot of Jewish composers over the years have written Christmas songs. So when Igor came to me and said, you know, we've got to write a Christmas song, I was like, okay, let's do it. And he had sort of some ideas with home and with Christmas. And for me, always kind of going to the personal, to the raw material. As mentioned, this ex, he broke up with me right around Christmas. And he had been on a trip. And I was anticipating, the plan was he would come home after Christmas and then come to me in L.A. We were long distance. And we would celebrate the sort of end of the year and then New Year's. Mm-hmm. But he broke up with me, okay? So I wrote the song. The song is Love Will Bring You Home on Christmas. I've always known love will bring you home. So I flipped it. I said, let's just rewrite the experience. And feel, you know, I've always known love will bring you home on Christmas. And it was so cool to like alchemize the pain and actually make it into this joyful song. You know, all my wishes will come true. All I want is to be with you. All I want is to be with you. And to make this song that was so full of love around the holidays.
Especially now coming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially now. And I mean, if ever, we're in quite a time right now, and the divisiveness, it hurts every single day. Mm-hmm. And to feel like we are, I mean, I grew up, you know, we've now established like the 80s, the 90s, like there was a lot of hope in the direction that we were bending in terms of peace and community and interfaith and all of these beautiful ways to form bonds and alliances with people who might be different, right? It feels like we've taken some steps backwards, and I can only hope that with people who are committed to spreading love and staying focused on the vision of love and light and healing, that we can eventually get there. So now, Home on Christmas, two Christmases later, we are, you know, releasing it sort of again. We're going to hope to get it on some playlists, if you make holiday playlists.
You can check her out on Spotify.
Totally. All the streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, Amazon Music, Pandora, Tidal, all of them. And Home on Christmas is available for you.
So Sammy, please, if you can use your magic, please, if you can play her song, please, the Christmas one. So that's another beautiful song. I love that.
And thank you.
Thank you so much for choosing this girl here.
I mean, you're amazing.
No,
you're awesome. Look at you. You've got it, and I'm honored that you've invited me on to share some of my music with your listeners. And
please, audience, support my girl here. She has beautiful music, she's also an actress. So Sammy, if you can play her reel, please. So my audience can see her stuff, that would be great.
The party where the incident occurred that night. That was the first one you've attended?
Well, I wouldn't really say that it was a party, just people hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Were people drinking?
A little.
Were they doing other things?
I don't know.
Were you drinking?
No.
Do you know where the alcohol came from?
No.
We'll be right back.
James Cameron.
Toyota, let's go places.
You have some nerve coming back here. I never wanted my son to marry you in the first place. And now that he's finally come to his senses and kicked you to the curb, you think that you can just waltz right back into his house? His house? I always knew you were a nasty little hussy.
Don't know that is, girl.
Wow. You see, guys? Triple threat.
It's funny to hear those and not have the visual. And yeah, that's just a little mix of that first film I'm really proud of. It's a two-hander called Intake. It's on Vimeo, and it was a staff pick. I'm very proud of that. And
music.
Hey.
Actress, come on.
And then the Toyota commercial was super fun, and that Young Gravy music video. Mm-hmm. So Young Gravy, you may or may not know, I didn't know him when we shot that when I was cast in that a few years ago. He was on the rise, I guess, at the
time. Isn't it funny? Like, we get cast, like myself, oops. We get cast with different shows or different music videos, and we don't know, like, who we're being cast for. Like, so I totally get it. Yeah, and so then it's a surprise when you go on set. I was like, oh, by the way, you're doing this.
Yeah, and then those verticals are pretty popular these days. There are these apps that are platforms for these vertical films, and they're done. I mean, they're high quality, and Aww. It was a really good experience at shoot. It was really fun, and she was kind of like, I used to watch this soap opera called Dallas, and there was a character Sue Ellen, and I had Sue Ellen in my mind when minus the slight Southern accent, so that was there for that.
Yeah. I love it, and it's not because you're my friend, but you're awesome. You're very talented. Thank you. So be proud of yourself. I know you're very humble, very private, but I appreciate you doing this, taking this leap of faith with me, Crazy Floor. But, you know, I just did it from the bottom of my heart to support my friends so they can feel appreciated, and A-listers, because to me, all of us, we are A-listers, and we deserve the time and, you know.
Amen for A-listers.
Yeah, and for you
and
guys.
For all of us.
For all of us, because we love to entertain you guys and, you know. I just want to say that I love Orion.
Thank you.
I'm just in love with that track. Thank and my you. Daughter,
and
too.
And your daughter. How old is your daughter?
She's 7.
Oh,
but
my God. That makes me so happy.
She's dancing. So
that makes me so happy.
It's
going to
do awesome.
We're going to put a TikTok dance together. I'm not on TikTok, but we're going to.
We're gonna do
a TikTok dance and have other people
do it like Tran. Yeah, girl, we'll
and,
do it because you
know,
you need to do
it's
it.
It's fun. I mean, look, for me, dancing when I was your daughter's age, I was you know, dancing to Axel F in a Aww. Talent show. That song from Beverly Hills Cop, which actually has since returned into the pop culture zeitgeist in rotation, which I'm very happy about. But you know, starting young and having freedom and spaces to express yourself, you know, is that to me is the direct pathway to a mental and emotional health. So if she's using Orion and enjoying that to get there, then that makes me very happy. So.
I love Orion and all your
you
music
too.
And your work. You know, I'm
Thank
a fan
you.
Of life here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I also want to talk about the fitness if I have
go
a moment.
Ahead,
yeah.
Ahead.
So I've been a fitness instructor for 15 years. 15
wow.
years. Yeah. And I taught 2 classes today, and right now I teach only on Sundays because I am busy during the week with acting and music and everything else. But, you know, it's such an incredible part of my life and has been consistently. It's like the longest relationship, really, like consistently teaching group fitness to adults. And I know a lot of people nowadays struggle to find a routine or to find something that they enjoy doing that they can, you know, quote unquote, stick to. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it in the car that, like, you know, at times it's uncomfortable. You know, at times you don't always want to go. You wake up, you're like, oh, I'd rather whatever, stay in bed, watch Netflix or whatever the case may be. And it's like getting over that thought, right? Not listening to that thought, not buying into it. Just saying, I'm going
to
act
don't
as if I want
to
go.
Yeah,
I'm going to take contrary action. I don't know anyone who ever regrets taking contrary action to do something to move their body. It doesn't have to be the gym. It can be anything. It can be a walk on the beach.
There's such an inspiration to it.
Thank you.
So positive.
I really feel that. And it's been, you know, to be in my 40s now and have, you know, the fitness level and the health I want to just spread that word. I want people to know.
Okay, that's what we have.
Yeah, like it doesn't have to be extreme. It doesn't have to be bought. It can be dancing around your living room, right? Mm-hmm. To stay committed, to just stay committed, you know, because at the end of the day, for me, it is an act of self-love. It is an act of self-respect. It is an act of self-esteem, right? To move my body and let it be.
It's our temple and we need to take care of it.
100%. It's our temple. It's our responsibility. We live in a time where people want to take that away from us, our autonomy, which, you know, again, to speak of where the world has kind of evolved to and to how important it is to hold the vision, for me anyway, of personal autonomy for the body. It all is related, right? The fitness is related. How we talk to ourselves, how we eat, how we, who we let into our space, who we're intimate with, all of that. It's all part of that beautiful picture to honor our temple. I really feel that. So thanks for using that word because it's a good one.
Thank you for sharing all of that with, you know, the audience here at LA Talk Radio and chatting with Floor. I appreciate you for your time and everything, and most definitely once you want to jump in again, you're more than welcome to come to share whatever you're just any projects. Where can they reach you?
Yeah, so I'm mainly on Instagram these days. I do most of my sort of sharing there on the Lindsay Brooke Davis. And as far as my music, you can find it on all streaming platforms under Lindsay. That's Lindsay with an A, LINDSAYB, and last name Davis, and then all of the music is there. And then as far as, you know, shows and films and all that, that's, you know, stuff coming up. So you can just follow me on Instagram and I'll let you know where you can check it out.
So thank you so much, Miss Lindsay. And we have, you know, when you have fun, time flies.
It sure does. My God.
I know.
That flew. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm wishing you all the success. And look at what Flora brought me.
She made it to the studio and
be here.
Brought herself all the way here.
And water. I mean, whatever. I'm touched and honored. So thank you.
No, I'm honored. All due respect. And thank you for your time and sharing your time with my audience.
Thanks, everyone.
And please keep spreading love and kindness. And there's going to be more to come next Saturday. And there's going to be more Lindsay. Trust me, she'll come back via Zoom or something if I have to fly her, but she'll be back.
I'm happy to come in person. Yeah. I like seeing you in person. So
me too. But thank you so much. I appreciate you and such a beautiful message you have.
Thank you. Thanks
and
for having
me. And your
story
and honor and your music. And please check out Orion.
Yeah, stream Orion, everybody. Please share it, stream it, add it to your playlist. Add Home on Christmas to your holiday music samples. I'm honored to be potentially in your ears.
You
and
will,
part of
girl.
Your festivities. So
I see you in Ibiza. Oots, oots.
Oots,
and
oots,
thank
oots,
you for watching. Oots, we'll see you next time. Thank you. Love you. Spread love and kindness.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Pick it up. Do you do another one?
You're that listening to wonderful. Chatting with Floor.
Thanks.
With Floor Moran. Only on LA Talk Radio.